Sierra Leone has decreed that starting tomorrow, residents of the entire country will be told to stay in their homes for 3 days. Teams of health workers and community volunteers will go door to door to educate people and identify those infected with the Ebola virus. The non-governmental organization Doctors Without Borders has raised concerns. They say this plan might cause mistrust of health workers. But the head of Sierra Leone's Ebola Emergency Operations Center, Stephen Gaugia, dismissed those concerns. He described the next 3 days to me as a psychoeducational exercise.
This process is not a lockdown. Neither is it a shutdown. Neither is it a root-out exercise.
But you say it's not a lockdown or a shutdown, but aren't people, in fact, told to stay indoors with police and soldiers in enforcing that instruction?
Of course, the police and the military will be in readiness in the event of any lawlessness. But this is by no means an exercise by the police or the military or the security sector to root out people. That is by no means an exercise. Yeah. Yes, go ahead.
Yes, so even if I'm visited first thing in the morning on Friday, I should still stay in through Sunday, is what you're saying.
Because the simple reason is that the families have to stay together to do some reflection, engage in prayer, and generate a kind of family discussion about Ebola.
So that's what Sierra Leone's government says it hopes will happen in the next 3 days, prayer, reflection, and discussion. I asked Stephen Gaugia what will happen if healthcare workers discover suspected Ebola victims in the homes they visit, and he said patients will be encouraged to call an ambulance to go to a treatment center. NPR reporter Anders Kelto is on the line now from the capital of Sierra Leone, Freetown, to talk about treatment options. And Stephen Gaugia talked about holding centers the government has created all over the country. He said patients can begin receiving therapy there while awaiting transfer to a treatment center. What do you know about these holding centers?
Well, I'm hearing something a little different here on the ground. These holding centers are very bare bones. They're basically beds where people can go and sort of lie there and be sick just like they would at home. They don't have IVs. They don't have saline solution to keep people hydrated. They don't have medicine to treat diarrhea or to stop vomiting. So essentially, it's no different than just lying at home in your own bed.
Anders, tell us how people are preparing for these next 3 days in Sierra Leone when they're supposed to stay at home.
Yeah, well, we actually just got back to our hotel after sitting in gridlock traffic for over an hour. Everyone is rushing to the markets and the stores to stock up on foods to get ready for these 3 days when they're not going to be allowed to leave their houses. But in the sort of bustling heart of the city, we went down to a market, an open-air market, that was absolutely jam-packed, people everywhere. And I spoke with a woman named Miriam Colombe, who told me she was really upset that this lockdown was leading to pretty severe price inflation.
Then the thing is so expensive.
It's like a lot more expensive than usual.
Yes, everything expensive. Then double the price.
And she was also concerned that with all these people in the market where they're sweating and packed closely together, that Ebola might actually be spread around there. And she was scared to go in and buy the food that she needed for the next few days. So to her, it felt like this whole lockdown strategy might even be making the situation worse.
Her fears are obviously real. Are they, in fact, justified? Can one contract Ebola that way?
It's very unlikely that she would contract Ebola that way. But I think the lesson here is that this lockdown is creating even more confusion. People are told not to go into crowded areas, not to have physical contact with other people. And yet, here in this crowded market, that's exactly what was happening.
Anders, thank you.
Thanks, Robert.
That's NPR's Anders Kelto speaking to us from Freetown, Sierra Leone.